Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's almost 2 months since Pope Leo XIV was elected. It's been a time of unprecedented conflict, humanitarian challenges and global tensions. So how has the new Pope navigated all of this as he settles into his new role as leader of the Catholic Church? Well, I'm joined from Rome by Professor of Theology, Father Francesco Giordano. And good morning to you. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
First of all, I know you have met Pope Leo. How well do you know him and what can you tell us about him, about his personality?
Well, we have encounters. I mean, it's normal in Rome to meet the Cardinal Prefix. He's only been here now a couple of years. And I remember when he arrived from Peru, and already we had some very good news about him, about his style and about his way of behaving with, you know, governance and all with all. And then that has proven to be true, actually. He's a very meek personality, and meek meaning that he's sweet and kind, but at the same time firm. And, you know, and he has that personality where he knows how to govern. And he's a mathematician, you know, it was his first degree. And you can see that in the way that he behaves, you know, everything's pretty much organized and systematic, and it's good. Mm-hmm. It's also a very sweet personality, kind, in the sense that he smiles, he speaks with his eyes, you know. And
yes.
He speaks with, and, yeah.
But you also say he's a firm person, which might be interesting for us to explore. But before we get to all of that, how do you think he has done over the last 2 months? What can you say? What signs have you seen in those 2 months since he has become Pope that might give us an indication as to what his papacy will be like?
Well, he has from the beginning talked about peace. So his big concern is peace and unity in the world and in the church. And that was done from the very start. His first message was about that, and to be a bridge builder. And you know, he in fact, he uses that word, to be a bridge builder, to build bridges. And also, and he has been doing that, actually, in his talks and his what he's been talking about with people within the church and with people, even with diplomats outside, with government officials. It's always been an emphasis on this, on unity, an emphasis on natural law and on what is right and, you know, what is where things stem from, you know, from the truths and all. So he's very much clear-headed about what the message that he wants to give across.
But he's not loud, as you say. He is meek, was a word that you used to describe him. I mean, do you think that will be a negative for him in making calls for peace as he has done already?
I think it's a positive, rather, because I think when you have agitation around you, you need to think clearly. And you can't react passionately when things are not going well or things going according to your vision of how you expect things to go. And that's where I think you need a person like that. Because as I said, he's also firm. The meekness is a sweetness, but it's very firm at the same time. And so when he does make a decision, when he does take a step, it's a clear step and a clear sign. When he does make a statement, it's a clear statement. It's not something, you know, haphazard, or because, you know, if you react in a passionate way, yes, maybe you make waves at the beginning, but do you really win hearts in the end?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
We know when he was cardinal, he had criticized President Trump's administration. But now we see, since he has become Pope, that J.D. Vance, the U.S. vice president, is very keen, isn't he, to build a relationship with the Catholic Church, with Rome and with the Pope. And they did have a meeting in May. How do you think the Pope will navigate that relationship, given what he has said previously about Donald Trump and his team?
Yes. Well, you know, he's in a different position now as Pope, and And so he has to be, he has to, I don't know how he's going to navigate it, really. I have heard some statements where he criticized some of what's happening right now with the war, but it was ambiguous who he was criticizing, what he was criticizing. So I think he's, I mean, I think he's just going to, he's going to hold, I guess, he's not going to show him his position as clearly as he did before. That's clear. I remember in a meeting that he had with Vance, that J.D. Vance had said, "Oh, we're very happy that you're the Pope from the United States," and he just he replied with a laconic smile, "The Pope." Mm-hmm. He didn't reply with great enthusiasm. He seems to be holding his cards in a sense, you know. Yeah,
exactly. Is that it? So he'll be warm, he'll be friendly, he'll be cordial, he'll meet these people, but he will reserve the right then to criticize them at some point in the future. Would that seem
exactly
right to you?
That's right. Yes, that's right. He needs to be free. He needs to be free to say what he needs to say. He doesn't want to be latched onto some party or something like that. And that's essentially what the role of the Pope is. The Pope has to be a free voice. And if you get too attached to a political party, whatever it may be, you lose your freedom to be able to speak as you need to speak.
And Francesco, what do you think? I mean, he has made several speeches now and outlining his vision of the papacy. What do you think that vision is? What does he aim to do over the next number of years?
Well, I think that he wants unity in the church. That's the first thing that he is aiming for. And so, and he sees that, you know, that there's a lot of factions right now, and there's some confusion. So I think his aim is to just, you know, calm things down and bring an harmonic order to the church. You know, there's different visions of the church everywhere. I don't know if you've noticed this, but this is kind of going on. And so I think the good thing is that he understands the church, has a big vision of the church. He you know, when he first became Pope, I made the statement because, you know, he is an American who lived 20 years, 20 some years in Peru, became a Peruvian citizen, became the bishop there. He was the head of the Augustinian order. So, you know, when there was a situation, and when I said this, I said he's a man who has a vision of what America is. He's an American cardinal, but he is an American cardinal in Rome, and he's not an American cardinal in a diocese in America, and he's been an American outside of America and in Latin America, you know. So he's got basically he has a vision of the West, essentially, but he's also a missionary who has vision of the future of Asia and Africa, where the church is growing. And in fact, I was right about this, because last week or 2 weeks ago, when they were in the 13th of June, there was this attack of the Benue, in the Benue area of in Nigeria. And he made a comment about it at the Wednesday audience. He stressed what had just happened with these people that had been killed, and very unjustly. It was a horrible tragedy. And he said, you know, "I've been there." So the thing is, he had been there as an Augustinian general and as the general of the Augustinian order. So mm-hmm. he knows these places. They're not just a dot on the map for him.
And these were people who were sheltering, weren't they, Francesco, just to explain to people, in a local Catholic mission in Benue in Nigeria when the massacre happened. They were displaced people who had traveled there for safety.
Exactly. They have exactly displaced people. Near the police station, they were not even in their homes, and then these people came and killed them, burned them alive. It was a tragedy. But the thing is, it happened at the same time as the missile strikes from Israel to Iran. So the world media wasn't paying attention to that. They were paying attention to what was going on in Israel and Iran, obviously, because they were worried about the nuclear war and all that, you know. And so nobody was paying attention to this, but he paid attention to it. See, this is a touch that Pope Leo has. He has that personal touch. He has that, and he really does look at each individual and takes each individual into consideration, or each individual place into consideration. And he's got that vision. He's got that missionary outlook. And I think it's really a gift from God to have a Pope like this, you know, to really have that broad broad spectrum. He's also in Rome. He's very well known. He's also had a lot of experience in Rome. He speaks Italian very well. He did his canon law there, and I've met some professors of his from when he was studying, because, you know, he's a young man too. I mean, 69 is a young man, relatively speaking, for a mm-hmm. pope. And I know a professor of his who's in his 80s, and he said he just spoke very, very well of him.
Right.
You know, and he's a canon lawyer, so he's also got the idea of the law and order, and, you know, in his mind. So, and know, he's not arbitrary and impulsive.
And how do you characterize him in the context of Pope Francis? Because everyone wondered, would he carry on with Pope Francis's agenda? Would he go further? Yeah. Would he retract a little from some of the reforms that Pope Francis was trying to achieve? How do you rate him on that scale?
Well, he's mentioned Pope Francis continuously. He's always talking about Pope Francis. Pope Francis really had enormous respect for him. I mean, you have to think that this man, when Pope Francis became Pope in 2013, he was still just a priest. It was the general minister of the Augustinians. Pope Francis is the one that brought him not only to become a bishop, but then a cardinal prefect of the bishops, and basically promoted his cause. So, I mean, Pope Francis saw in him someone who would be able to bring forth what he was thinking about, you know, in terms of in the church. So clearly he's not going to break with Pope Francis. But I think what he also does is he has his own style, and he kind of looks in it. I think he kind of looks like a blend, to be honest, of JP2, Pope Benedict, and Pope Francis. Mm-hmm. He has a style, he blends the three together, because he's got that warmth of JP2 that I remember in his expressions and all that. He's got the severitas, the gravitas of Benedict the 16th too, and timid also, like Benedict. But at the same time, you know, he's got some of the love of the poor and all that Pope Francis had in mind, you know, the missionary style that Pope Francis was thinking about, the going outwardness of the church,
that Pope Francis talked about all the time.
He talked about all the time that Pope Francis is always telling us to go out. And mm-hmm. He does this. He's always doing this, Pope Leo.
We're only 2 months
nice
in,
blend.
So we've got a lot to see. Thank you so much, Father Francesco Giordano, who joins us from Rome. We'll take a quick break before the news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.